devoid of funk. I have always been devoid of funk. I shall continue to be devoid of funk. Star Child, you have only won a battle. I am the subliminal seducer.
What is that?
I'll play the intro version of Parliament Funk.
Oh, man.
That wasn't the version I wanted to play.
All right. That's all right, man. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk a little bit about this, what they say may be the last January 6th. What's the word I'm looking for, man? Hearing about what took place with you know, the riots that happened. And I'll tell you something. I have had enough. If they don't have enough information now, you know, to lock up Donald Trump, to stop him from running for office, then I don't want to hear any more about it. And I listened to Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, last night, as he clearly stated that, you know, this is more than a notion, and that there's so much, all the information, all the different things that have to happen. He stated no person is bigger than the law, which would lead you to believe that there is some possibility that that man should be going to jail. Instead, he's traveling around the country, and he's preparing to run for the Republican side of, you know, the presidency in 2024. Say what you will, there are a lot of folks he's going to be that also now feel that they have enough strength to run against Trump, and one of them is a poor soul named Mike Pence. Now, Mike Pence, during the time that he was the vice president, was as committed a vice president that I have ever seen in my time on this earth. Man, he would fall on the sword for Donald Trump, as he did many different times, totally committed to that man, was willing to take the bullet for Donald Trump, if you will. And now he turns around, and Donald Trump is in a wounded state, and so Mike Pence is talking about running against him. And so now he's talking about running against him. I don't understand, man. You know, the people who still love Donald Trump so much, they saw what that man did for Donald Trump. And they've watched him be totally annihilated personally. For heaven's sakes, Donald Trump even supported the people killing him. And that man has not been willing to get in the mud with Donald Trump. He clearly has finally got some footing about him now, and is willing to take on Donald Trump for the nomination for Republicans, you know, to become the president of the United States. Let's go to Gary. Hey, Gary, what's going on?
Hey, Earl, this is my point of view on this whole thing with Donald Trump. If he doesn't stop whining and crying and talking about being ripped off, now, whether he was or he wasn't, he's got to let it go. And if he doesn't let it go, he's going to lose me and a lot of other conservatives. If he starts talking about how he can improve the country, then I'm back. But he needs to stop whining about it because I'm getting pissed. I really am. Whether in his mind he was, or maybe he really was ripped off of the presidency. But you got to let it go. And if he thinks that they're going to change the election, you know, they're going to overturn the election, that ain't happening.
Hey, Gary.
There would be a riot in this country. Go ahead.
Hey, Gary, man. I really, man, for the life of me, those of you who still somehow think there's something redeeming about a man who has done all the things that Donald Trump has done, you know, have you not looked at these committee hearings where they pointed out that Donald Trump orchestrated, was behind all those things, and yet you and others like you still find somewhere and something, some redeeming quality that this man has, that you are still willing to support him?
Well, the fact is that these hearings, first of all, I heard you say that this man belongs in prison. Lock him up.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, maybe in your mind, Earl, he does. But it's not going to happen, and they're not going to find him guilty of a crime. I'm telling you, I'll bet you $1,000 that it's going to be just like the Mueller report. At the end,
let me ask you this. Because they don't find him guilty, does that mean he wasn't guilty?
Well, the fact is, I listened to his speech, and he said, go to the Capitol, let them know how you feel, but do it peacefully. That's what he said. Now, the omission by not going out there and stopping it, that's a sin of omission, but that's not what
Gary.
You can't convict him for something that he didn't do.
So with all of these people and all of this information, his own people who supported him all along the way, who were with him in the White House, Gary, they have turned on him. And so they have said what we know is now coming out. They've all said he was aware. And these are people who were marching with them. They were right there with them. And they knew more about it than you or anybody else would ever know. And they've all come to the forefront. Lord. And they've all come to the forefront and basically said the man was nuts. Okay?
This is above my pay grade, so I don't really know. But I'd be more worried about what you guys need to do is get somebody in for 2024 other than Joe Biden, because, you know, look at Earl. You know and I know that there's no way in the world that Democrats are going to support him to run in 2024.
Hey, Gary.
He's getting too old.
Hey, Gary.
Look at, go ahead.
Hey, Gary, I'm not talking about Joe Biden. I'm talking about Donald Trump.
You're right? Worried about Donald Trump?
Listen, man. I'm not worried about Donald Trump. The people who should be worrying about Donald Trump are the conservatives, the Republicans, because Donald Trump still has a segment of people who still thinks that he can walk on water, who still don't believe that he's a criminal, and that he has committed criminal acts. And the only reason that he's not locked up is because people don't have the courage to lock him up. But yet he's still in the position that he's going to run for presidency of the United States. The Republicans are terrified. The Republicans
are. I don't believe he's going to run. After the midterms of the red tsunami happens, things are going to get straightened out, and they're going to get somebody other than Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not going to run.
Well, Gary, you would be one of the few who thinks that he's not going to run. Donald Trump is running, and he's going to do what he's always done, take away votes and support from Republicans. Many of them don't have the courage to challenge Donald Trump, and so we've seen it. People still supporting him in all the negative things that he's done. Got to go, man. Thank you very much for the call.
Yep, thank 844-967-2789
is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.